All right, I will get us started.
Wait, but before you do, I'm actually wearing a shirt right now. It says BYOE, bring your own energy.
Nice. Everyone, and thanks for tuning in to episode 109 of the Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our love of the game. We bring on different guests and communities to learn about them, their experiences in Destiny, and discuss other topics. Your hosts, as always, are Kingsley Mack, Sin, and Des Raven. We just have Kingsley Mack and Sin tonight. How are you doing, Sin?
Magical, sir. I think that week off did me good. Not really, because I worked all that entire week.
Yeah, week off.
It wasn't really a week off. It was just feels like it because I wasn't here, right? But I ended up working 6 days straight in the car business. But we can get in that after our guest introduction here in a minute about some upcoming changes.
Let's do that. Let's, Sin, will you introduce our guest? Sometimes you do it, sometimes I do it, but I need you very involved tonight.
yes, I don't even know how to start this introduction, but I'd like to say she's wild and wonderful and definitely not from West Virginia. We have one of our members from the PS4 side, Ninja Muffin. How are you?
I am great. Thanks for having me.
And of course, PS5, right?
Yeah.
Oh, PlayStation. Yeah, definitely PS5. Don't get it wrong.
I corrected you earlier pre-show that it shouldn't be PS4 or PS5. It should just be PlayStation now.
Yeah.
There's definitely a difference.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
To me.
There is. Oh, I agree. And I'm glad I have one now, which, by the way, I don't know if I mentioned on the show. I mean, it doesn't matter. A lot of people play with me know now, but I have a PS5 now also. So it is nice to... I'm happier now when I play with the PlayStation
frames. Frames.
Well, in the field of view is the main thing for me, but yes, frames is a close second.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely helps, especially the movement speed, switching back and forth between the multiple consoles and the PC to console, PC to console, or PC to Xbox. You know, it's definitely makes the transition a little bit easier.
Now, you have many names that we call you by, Ninja Muffin. I know I say Ninja a lot. A lot of people say Muffin. A lot of people say your name. But let's just start there. Tell us about your gamer tag, and do you have any preference for people to call you, or is it just, hey, you?
The gamer tag used to be just Muffin, and I started playing with this person. I think his name was Ninja for Hire. And we had played together so much that people started calling us those darn Ninja Muffins. And so I just ended up changing it to that. I like Muffin. I like Ninja Muffin. It's whatever. Kate always throws me off guard. I don't always recognize it when I hear it.
Well, and I feel like that's like only certain people, like, what's his name, calls you Kate?
Gator?
Larry.
Oh, he does too, yeah.
Yeah, Gator. Is the X in front of it just because Ninja Muffin was taken, like without the X?
Muffin was taken, so I was X Muffin, so I wanted people to be able to find me in the same place. So that's why I kept the X. So silly. But I have a 6-year-old daughter, and I made her name X Mini Muffin, because how cute is that?
That's great.
Nice. I like that. That's good.
I had to make sure and snatch it up before she got too old and someone else got it.
Oh, for sure. You need those gamer tags early on in life. Get your identity going. And then you want to change it once you get older.
That branding.
Yep.
She'll probably want to change it. I'll keep it forever.
Yeah. Oh, my parents created my identity. I don't like that. I got to create my own. Oh, well, tell us a little bit about you, and then I have some questions back about gaming in a second, but whatever you feel comfortable about, like where you live, what you do, things like that.
I live in Kansas. I live in a suburb of Overland Park, which I love it in Kansas City area. There's a lot to do, not so much now, but really good parks. Everything is fun for the kid. I'm from Wichita, which is a smaller town. Not so much to do there.
Tornadoes?
Right now, I've never been in a tornado. I hope that doesn't change. But yeah, definitely have those here.
I've seen Twister. I know.
Yeah, that's enough. The flying cows. Right now, I'm a stay-at-home mom. I work like one day a week at Sephora, which I've worked there almost 10 and a half years.
Okay.
So really, I don't feel like there's much else to me.
That's got to be nice, doing that one day a week. Is that enough to just have a little bit of fun, get a little bit of a discount, and not work too much?
It's enough for me, but just because of the pandemic, our hours changed a little bit. So I was available that nighttime because my husband works during the day. But since our hours got cut down, I'm not able to go in very much anymore. So I'm hoping that things will change a little bit over the summer to where I can do a little bit more, because I really like helping people and actually seeing people and talking to people.
Yeah. Yeah. The reason why I asked that is because for a while, when I first got married with my wife, she worked just like weekends at Lush, and kind of liked just doing a little bit of retail, but not too much. I understand if you want to make more money, you got to do more, but sometimes it's nice to just kind of do a little bit, you know, just a little side money, but not overburden yourself.
I'm getting too old to do too much retail.
I feel that.
Yeah, this whole year has kind of opened up, you know, how people really are. And it's just, no, thank you.
Oh, I feel for you for sure. That's got to be crazy. I give people props. Any type of place that you work, retail, food services, that you have to interact with the public, man, super props to everyone that does that. Well, hopefully no one was too mean or crazy to you.
No, I can always, you know, dish it back a little bit, smile, and they know nothing.
Nice.
Right on. And tell us a little bit about how you got into gaming, if you have any memorable games before Destiny that really were like game changers for you, and then tell us about getting into Destiny.
So like a lot of other girls, I'm sure, Sims brought me into gaming back in like 1999. I think it was Sims 2. It might have been even before that, but I would play in my high school boyfriend's office, and I would just go over there and play for hours at a time. So finally I bought my own PlayStation 2, and I bought whatever Sims was for that, and I really got into playing that. And then Halo came out, and I got into Halo a little bit, which it probably was out before that. But then I got into the online gaming, and I was addicted from the get-go. But that's really what got me into online gaming and Xbox.
Yeah, so if Halo, you're on Xbox for a bit, and mm-hmm. then... So did you kind of both systems, or did you just come back?
No, I went hardcore Xbox. And so I was one of those people that Xbox is the best. And I really stuck to that until Destiny came out. And that's when I switched to the... Did it come out on the 3 or was it the 4?
It was the 3, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I think it was both, right? And then I think they made... It was Rise of Iron where it was only 4, but I think it came out on both.
I think you're right on that timing.
3 and 4. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's when I finally switched over to PlayStation. My daughter was like 8 months old. I was kind of bored of just sitting there and doing that at night, and so I got into Destiny, and the rest is history.
So you just knew about Destiny because of Halo, or any friends tell you about it, or how did you find out about it?
Because of Xbox friends who also switched over to PlayStation for Destiny.
Okay.
Which it was nice because they carried me through Nightfalls and things where I didn't even know what those were. They took me into Vault of Glass and I got Gjallarhorn on my first chest going in there. Oh, I didn't do awesome. Anything. Yeah, it kind of took away the specialness though.
You're like, I don't deserve this. Or not that you don't deserve it, but like, oh, it's yeah, it's not. You just have it, so you don't take it for granted, right?
Mm-hmm. And then when Taken King came out, that's when I really delved into it. I loved all the secrets and, you know, the special things you could find, the tunnels and caves and the different chests, and that's what got me hooked.
Awesome. And then how did you start finding communities other than those original people to play with? Like, what eventually led you over to, like, Guardian Down, and then I know we coincidentally started playing with you guys some, and then everything like that.
Gosh, Facebook communities, I think, is where I found most of the groups. There, of course, were a ton of groups where they just didn't work out, either too immature or too serious, not serious enough. But eventually, I found the Cola Heads clan, and that's, gosh, that's where I met someone who introduced me to Gator. And so we were doing the King's Fall raid. We'd wake up at reset, do all three of our nightfalls. We'd do Prison of Elders. We'd hop into the raid about 10 o'clock in the morning. And so, you know, Gator would take the day off work and he would be one of our people. And so that kind of got me introduced with everyone.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice. Yeah.
And then so were you guys in other groups with, because before Gator started Guardian Down, I'm trying to remember if he was in, and you can tell me if you too, but like, were you more in like the
Dad's Tales?
I guess, I don't know if that makes sense for you.
Dad's Tales. I wasn't part of that. We started Fig TV Friends, FTVF. So that's he was cool. In there for a while. I think we hung around for about 3 years, and then, you know, just as people get bored and whatever, it wasn't quite as fun to recruit as it was to find something else, but it took a while.
Yeah, it's not fun running bounties with Gator, right? It's kind of boring.
Oh, no. Well, he's either on a different character or account or, you know, hiding.
You don't know which account to find him on.
No, some secret one that only one or two people know about.
Right. Oh, I got to get all those secret accounts fluffed up with all the bounties. Season pass totally completed to level 1000.
I don't know how he manages all that, to be honest with you. I have enough trouble managing one life, let alone that many accounts, and oh, Jesus.
No, I can barely do everything on one character, let alone farm for materials every week.
Yeah.
On multiple accounts.
Well, while we're on the Destiny topic, tell us a little bit about what you like to do most often in the game. And, we'll go with that first, then I have a follow-up question.
Raiding is definitely my bread and butter. If I could do that all the time and get all the gear, I would.
What about second? Second best?
Second best, probably right now, Nightfalls. We're getting into Grandmaster a little bit, and so that's been really fun, because just the little bit of an added challenge, something that we haven't done in a while. But I've really been getting into Gambit lately, too. Which I never thought that I would.
Right? Gambit's all right.
Oh, I love it. I used to dread going in. People would say, let's do Gambit. And I'm like, oh, I gotta go.
Yeah, it's not in a bad spot right now. And considering that I've almost reached my third reset this season.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's only because I grinded. Did you get the Gilded title?
No, I am trying to get it. I have, 1 week left from tomorrow.
Gotcha. Yeah, definitely try to get it. It's knock that out. Might as well.
Yeah, that's the first thing I want to do next season so I can have a gilded title.
Yeah, yeah. If you're working on it early, it can help.
I'm still waiting for those GM carries.
Shoot, me too.
Yeah, I can find it for me, son.
Hey, you at least got one completion. Own,
but I have a couple. I have a couple GM completions.
I've got zilch.
I forget which ones, but well, yeah, Muffin, you mentioned like raiding. I may think that's obviously how I started playing with you a lot, and a lot of people from Guardian Hub as we played with Guardian Down and doing raid groups. So I really like raiding too. Like you said, I think it's great when you can find cool, chill people to play with, right? And have fun mm-hmm. doing raids.
Not too chill, but not all the time. Sometimes a chill raid where you're just laughing and yes, messing around is fun, but there's a time and a place.
I totally get what you mean. And I sometimes feel like I'm being too, quote, like strict. Okay, let's move on. But at the same time, like, I always appreciate it if someone says ahead of time, they just want it to be a goofy run. But when they say they actually want the clear and then we go in and we're just being goofy, I'm like, well, we may not actually get it done if we're not trying mm-hmm. at all. But it's all good. I digress. But have you had, can you think of any like, on the top of your mind, any like crazy worst LFG experiences you've ever had in a raid?
Not really. Just little kids.
Well, that which counts.
It can be fine. I don't have anything against playing with them, but just the incessant talking as soon as you get in, it's kind of like you know where it's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to avoid that.
Yeah.
I've actually had really good LFG luck. I think that's I good. Put, you know, have a mic, 18 and older, sometimes helps, but be patient. So that way they know the expectation. I think yeah. that makes it a little bit.
Yeah. Raiding's fun. If you could change anything about the game or something you want more of, what would it be?
Oh gosh. More raids? I would want more raids, like just a variety, not necessarily they have to have a new one, but just bringing back, I talked about it with somebody last week, not necessarily bringing them back to level, but just bringing them back to play. Like, I don't even care if I would get loot, which I'm sure some people would, but like bring back King's Fall, bring back Wrath.
Yes, please.
Bring back the fun ones. Just to give us something different to do, especially since they took away Leviathan and, you know, those three encounters that really kind of hurt us. With content to play, I think.
The raid layers and such. Mm-hmm. I agree. It'd be nice to have them back for a little more variety. Or yeah. like a rotator.
Yep.
Like a weekly rotator almost.
I agree. Okay. And then I was talking with Kingsley this week about bring back Prison of Elders. Yeah, I love the challenge aspect of that and getting on and playing. That was really fun.
Why not? I mean, they're bringing back things. I don't know, just more that we can have is always a good thing. I don't want them to bring back too many just the old things, but at the same time,
right.
I'm never going to complain them bringing back an old raid. I can't believe how much I'm missing Leviathan now, too, because I was pretty freaking bored of regular Leviathan. I liked Eater of Worlds and Crown and all the other ones, but... regular Leviathan I was kind of bored of, but now I'm like, I want it back.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Good I times. Looked at my raid report this week and I have finally surpassed my Leviathan clears with my Deepstone.
Oh, nice. Right on.
I never thought it would happen.
Mm-hmm. Right? Because Leviathan, yeah, if anyone likes to raid a lot, probably most people had Leviathan as their number one of all raids. And yeah, it's interesting because I kind of figured that was going to happen with Deepstone because of it being an easier, quicker raid, that it'd be one that we pass by pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, what character do you like to main in Destiny?
Hunter. Oh. Hashtag Hunter main. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
What's wrong with the Hunters?
We're equal opportunity offenders here. It's okay.
Like back in Halo, I love playing like snipers and things like that. So I think like having the ability to move and kind of be faster, and I thought I was a sniper in Destiny. Turns out I wasn't, but I still enjoy it. But being able to move fast drew me to the hunters.
Do you like the hunter stasis class subclass?
I love it. I hated it at first, but you know, going into Gambit and throwing that in the middle or as an invader changed my mind.
Yeah, because it seems to be the common word is that the hunter stasis super is fun. People like it. I mean, most warlocks do not like the stasis super there. It definitely has some benefits in some cases, and I even have to tell myself at times it would have been good in the situation, but it's just not any fun, the actual super. Mm-hmm. Quite stupid, if you ask me.
Yeah, I don't feel like it's a well-rounded super, like with the other ones. The Hunter one, the
abilities anyway. Are good, but yeah.
Like in a PvE setting, I think that it works well for what it's intended to do, but PvP, it kind of falls short. Like, it's not quite as fair. Even though they nerfed it, but you're still getting stuck in the tornado and not able to get out, and it sucks.
How many times did it take you approximately before you got Eyes of Tomorrow?
I should know the exact number, but I don't. I think it was 46.
Wow.
Still a lot.
It was a lot.
Wow. I would say that is a bit much, but didn't they have the protection wasn't quite working right?
It was not working right. And so then I want to say it was the week that they fixed it. Boom.
It was the week he got it. I like it.
Finally. And I like put it on, equipped it, and killed myself with it right away.
I still don't think I've actually physically used the gun. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, not even again.
You really should. Yeah, I have not taken it off.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of stick to the same couple guns. I don't try much.
Okay, well, next season we'll go into Gambit and I'll change your mind.
Change my mind.
I wanted to back up real quick because we were talking before. You said you met your husband through gaming. He's a gamer also.
I did. I met him through Xbox. There was a game called One Versus 100. I think it was with Major Nelson. But it was a little game show where four people got put on the same team and they answered trivia questions. And we just happened to be put on the same team. And I had on, my avatar had on a little KU shirt. And he's like, oh, nice shirt, Rock Chalk. And we just got to talking from that. And he lived in the Kansas City area. And I lived in Wichita. And so we did the back and forth thing for a while. But we met, we fell in love, got married, had a kid. All the good stuff.
That's pretty cool.
Except one... now he won't play games with me. So it's funny that we met that way, but we don't play together now.
Yeah, well, I mean...
good things must come to an end, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. I mean, my wife, I didn't meet her through gaming, but she was a pretty big gamer at times and even used to play Destiny 1 a lot at times, but I don't play with her anymore either, hardly. So we do D1 raids occasionally, but I'm like, come on, don't you want to do D2? Nah, I'm not interested.
Yeah, apparently we're not the same type of gamers anymore. Like, I like the action more, and he likes story-based games where you pick the choice or whatever, which is fine. It just bores me.
I kind of get it. I mean, I try to get into Final Fantasy more. I downloaded the latest one on iPhone through the Apple Arcade, and you know, picking the choices, I mean, it's fun for a little bit, but I don't know. I like to get a little more in the action. I can do good at chess, but it kind of bores me too. It's kind of like, I'd rather just do something more interactive. Maybe I'm a pleb that way. You know, the thinkers would say, oh, you're not thinking as much, but I don't know. Visual person. I enjoy more of the action and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He seems to think that it has something to do with my ability of being able to wait for certain things. Whatever.
Whatever, right?
Yeah, he calls me Can't Wait Kate for good reason. I do like, you know, more action and more fun.
But do you like to be doing 10 things at the same time, like Sin?
No. Well, as I've gotten older, I just can't handle it.
Live update, Sin. What are you doing in the game?
Crucible. I'm trying to get my heir apparent catalyst. I need 3 contender cards now.
Hmm. And you have like a couple different bounties or catalysts that you're working on at the same time?
No. It's the only one. It's the only one I really cared about. Wow, I'm sure there's probably something. It. Yeah, I know. I'm sure I got something else to finish in there. I just don't feel like it.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, that's cool hearing about your Destiny story. And we have a question. It's kind of apropos.
Question for the show?
About. Yeah, from Helios in our live chat. He was wondering, because, you know, we talked a little bit about LFG and stuff. He was wondering how we can improve LFG inside the game. Should there be more incentives for helping others get clears with the better / revamped guided game system? Did you ever do guided games, Muffin?
I have. I think guided games in theory worked well because you were finding somebody who had the patience to wait an hour and a half to get into a game. So you know they really wanted it. So we found some good people that way. But yeah, I definitely think it needs some improvement.
Yeah. There's a lot they can do with emblems too. Just make a raid. Every single raid should have a slight variation on the emblem. Even if it's just a different color. Of course, it'd be even better if it was a different pattern too. But and if you Sherpa so many people, you get that special emblem. You know, I mean, yes, they have the Sherpa numbers, but no one really cares or understands too much of those numbers on the emblem. It would be nice to have just an actual visual emblem.
Yeah, for sure. I know, like, trying to, because wasn't there a triumph for Sherping or something on Leviathan?
Yeah.
But you would guided game a lot, and those people that you were getting already had clears. So they were just doing it to find a group rather than finding someone to teach them. So then you weren't always getting the Sherpa on that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to remember, could you get that passed off also if you did it with a Nightfall or did it have to be a raid? I feel like I might have done it with a Nightfall.
I think they had guided game with the Nightfall too. So, but I don't know if it was a different triumph or not.
I would love for them to do more with guided games. At this point, I kind of feel like I don't think it's coming back. But that's not to say that they couldn't do more in the app and still integrate it into the game and have better rewards. So excellent question, Helios. Yeah, I hope, you know, if anyone else has any suggestions too, let us know. Write us in the Discord as you're listening to this on what could be better about that.
Have you used the app lately for LFG?
Nope. I don't think you have. And I
Nope. Just bounties.
It's definitely better than it used to be. Because before you would just type in everything and every single activity would go into the same feed. And so now you can click into specifically what activity you want to do. And so it seems like there's a little bit less, but you can really get in a good game faster. And you can require Mike, you can require, or it shows what light level you are and things like that. And you can still type it out what you need, but it works pretty well. Better than it used to, at least.
Yeah, I'm a little less opposed to it these days. I mean, we've had discussions. Most specifically, I remember when we had GoHawks on once, have a big discussion with him on why we should consider LFG, because I was generally pretty opposed to it, and he said he's had some good experiences. And I just still, most of the time, still don't need it or don't care enough. There's either we can pull people from the Discord or even the 100.io. I would rather look there first and then kind of use, I know there's less people there, but that's where I found some really cool people too. Like most recently Edifier and French Guest. I found them through a public 100.io group up.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know that. I think the 100.io is one of the best things that I've seen in the Destiny like LFG community.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
It really is. Well, with that, we'll continue to talk about your experiences in Destiny and whatever. Have you done anything in the game recently besides raiding? Any triumphs or checkoffs? I mean, you got your...
Just the dredging. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you get seasonal title or care about that at all?
I got all of my seasonal challenges done, which in the last month I barely had any done, so I really was just going down the line trying to get them all done. And then Conqueror the new title? Or which one was the one for the Deepstone?
Oh, for the raid or for this season?
For the raid.
The raid,
or was it the season?
Descendant.
The raid was Descendant.
Okay, yeah.
Chosen for the season.
Okay, I got the Chosen one. I was just like one off, so I pretty much had to.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, I mean, yeah, I know there's not as many things going on right now, so we're all kind of working on these things. I mean, we're just, by the time this comes out, we're basically a week away. Mm-hmm. We're recording on a Monday night, and we have some fun news we're going to talk about here soon, but in the real world time tomorrow morning, I'm guessing we're going to have a trailer drop for the new season. You think so, Sin?
I'm hoping.
It happened on Tuesdays.
I'm hoping too. I might actually take a break and actually get to see it.
Hmm. What have you been up to, Sin? What do you mean by that?
You talking about with my hectic work schedule, mm-hmm. the 6 days in a row, with only last Monday, I got off at 5, maybe 6 o'clock, and then worked open to close. And then my Saturday is supposed to close at 6, didn't end up leaving until after 8 o'clock, almost 9 o'clock on a Saturday. So I put in a crap load of hours in the car business. It was a good month in the car business, probably for a lot of people, but I'm going to be making a change very soon. And in fact, we talked a little bit pre-show. My last day in the car business as of right now is set for the 14th.
Wow. Scary?
Scary. But after talking with a wife and, just going through it in my mind and how worn out I am. And granted, now I do a lot. I got the gaming, I got the podcast. I also do insurances. I have the car business. I got 3 kids. It does add up, and there's a lot there, and it is rough, and it is definitely, definitely hard to juggle. But it wouldn't be as hard to juggle if I didn't work 70 to 80 hours a week one place and then had 2 hours a day driving. That takes up 90% of my time. So,
yeah,
if I cut that out, and the new gig would be a mortgage account executive, basically. Won't say the name of the company, but it is work from home, and I don't have to do the drive anymore, and am looking to be at similar money. So it'll be more work based on me, and a lot more, lot less stress, and a lot more freedom.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
So here's to a lot more. Well, a lot more of me in Discord, hopefully.
Hopefully. But honestly, even just hopefully, yeah, in your life. I mean, yeah, we always wish we all have more gaming time, but hopefully that will be good just in the work-life balance also.
Yeah, it's not just out of gaming. It's just like the whole balance with family as well. It's hard to balance that when you're working that many hours.
For sure. All right. Well, we have some also big news that's pretty cool. We're recording this evening that dropped today. At least I think it's big news, and I'm curious to hear what you all think, but it just came out today that PlayStation has a partnership with Discord. Dun, dun, dun. And yes, that means that Discord audio chat will be coming to PlayStation. Unfortunately, not until early next year.
Yeah. I saw that. That kind of made me a little sad. I was like, man, next year, why do I gotta wait?
I know, but at least it's coming. I mean, thoughts. I mean, I think, I don't know. I mean, for us that play on PC a lot, Sam, I mean, we're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. But what do you think, Muffin? Do you have many thoughts, or you just don't care, or what do you think about it?
am just curious how it's going to work. Like, how are they going to integrate it? But yeah, that's really, why are you excited about it? I don't know from the PC standpoint.
Sure. Well,
it's, I could definitely tell you why when you're done, Kingsley.
Yeah, for me, it's not like Discord is, has to be like necessarily a better reason than the Sony party chat. It's truly for the ability of just being able to chat with people outside of PlayStation. So it's mostly for the cross-play stuff. It's mostly for that. So as we know, Destiny is getting cross-play coming out in at least, well, earliest middle of August if it doesn't get pushed back. But so when we have cross-play, you know, assuming that we had in-game, well, on the PlayStation menus, a Discord app, we can all go in there. And so if PlayStation's playing with PC and hopefully Xbox, we don't know what's going to happen there yet, but we can all use Discord to chat, but be doing it through your PlayStation, right? You don't have to do Discord over on the phone or Discord over on your computer. So it's just integrated better.
So, but yeah, like, you think it'll be a different app, not necessarily like in the same place as PlayStation parties, or of course we don't know, but
of course we don't know. I'm guessing it'll be a different app, but it'll be very integrated because this article says Sony's doing this full partnership. Sony's also going to be, they're investing money in Discord. They're going to be a minority stake in the company or minority investment. So they're not trying to buy out Discord like the rumor that Microsoft was, but Sony is very interested in this working, obviously, if they're putting money into it. So it's going to be integrated really well. So just like how Twitch is technically like another app on the PlayStation, but it's integrated really well. Once you set it up, you just go do and you go right into it. Well, it's probably going to be something like that where you can just push that share button or maybe go to the party screen and Sony will be the first option. But right below that, there'll be an option for Discord and you can create groups there. And then the Discords you're in will just be there and available to chat. Mm. I think it'll be a great thing.
Yeah, I think it'll be good. That would make more sense.
Mm-hmm. Especially since I play on multiple platforms. For me, having that, I can pull up on my PC Discord and not have to jump into the PlayStation side of it. Well, anybody on PlayStation, like you said, you just log right in. I can jump it on a PC, but still play with you on PlayStation as well. And it's probably going to be less cumbersome than the new PlayStation chat anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then remember also how we're all still kind of a little bit upset, but we've just gotten grumpily used to it now. But there's plenty of times where we wanted to have open parties, but we can't on PlayStation. But Discord, we can have open parties again. Where
that'll be so nice.
Yeah, right. And we may not always want it, but there's times where we will, where we don't mind. If they're not even on their PlayStation, but they can jump in Discord on their phone or on their computer and join the chat, even though we're over on PlayStation playing. So it's pretty cool when you think about it that way. Now, awesome. The question is, what's going to happen with Microsoft? Because before this, what was it, a few weeks ago now, there was rumors that Microsoft was going to just buy Discord for something billion, right? I don't know if I remember the number at all of how much. And then that did not fall through. The rumors were that Discord just wants to stay independent. And, you know, you think, oh, gosh, with that much money. But I know there are still companies that it's more principle over money and they want to either they think they can make that money on their own and still have more control, or they just enjoy what they're doing so much they don't see a reason to sell the company. So, I mean, that's cool and that's all. But for whatever the reason was, Microsoft did not end up buying Discord. Well, now that this thing's going on, it's a really interesting situation. We have Discord on PC. We have Discord on PlayStation. What will the Xbox guys get? Will they get Discord also? I certainly hope so.
I hope so too. I think it would be silly not to.
Yeah.
It would penalize just everyone who wants to play with someone on a different platform. And if you isolate them, then they'll just go to the other platform. Mm-hmm.
But of course, and I have opinions on, I think Discord wants to go everywhere. So it's not as much up to Discord, but Microsoft will have to be okay with it though, or do something. They're going to be the main ones, in my opinion, that has to make the move now, whether that's also investing some money into Discord, which why not? They're already willing to buy them out, or whatever they have to do to be okay with PlayStation also, I don't think it matters because Discord's kind of the great equalizer where you can just say, doesn't matter what system we're on, we all just want to use Discord for audio chat.
Yeah, I think it is a, it's a great middle ground for it.
Yeah, well, I just thought that was way cool news and something that I did not see coming because we were even talking about this a little bit here and there, like, oh, wouldn't it be nice for PlayStation to have Discord in it? And then Microsoft says that they're going to buy Discord. And we're like, oh, now is it like less of a chance Sony would ever get it? Or maybe Microsoft would be okay and license it to Sony too if they paid them money. But now I guess we know it's coming.
Yeah, I'm excited. Let's go. What else is, what else? What else we got?
What else? What else?
Give me more. Give me more, Kingsley.
Let's talk about the news. You know, I'm sure you've heard Vault of Glass, right, Muffin?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No big deal, right? But we have a date for it now. March 22nd. Vault of Glass is coming out. We know the new season starts a week from now. Now we know that is second Saturday after the new season comes out. Vault of Glass releasing at reset time on Saturday the 22nd. So that's 10 a.m. Pacific. 10 a.m. specific, as you would say, Sin.
Eastern and specific.
Yes. Now, here are the details again. Of course, they're going to have a raid race again. And what are they going to do different this time? Because they've told us that the main raid will be fairly similar. I mean, that doesn't mean they're not going to add in extra champions or change things up a little bit. But they've told us at least several times now that the main mechanics, the main look of the raid is going to be pretty similar. So they answer that question, because if the raid is the same and it's just at our light level now, it's like that'd be kind of easy and boring for a raid race, right? Like, but some of the groups will pass it in like an hour, potentially, maybe not that fast. But they're going to have contest mode again, and they're going to have extra challenges. So we can get in the raid if we are 1300 power, which is interesting, because I think any of us who plays the game are 1300, right?
We're there already.
Even when you take off the artifact and when you know how it resets next season. And then if you want to get worlds first, you have to pass the raid normally, and then you have to, well, with contest mode. And then you have to complete something called Tempo's Edge, which is a curated list of triumphs in this newly unlocked challenge mode will be how the Fireteam crosses world's first finish line and claim their prize. Also, to enforce the triumph requirements in the challenge mode, your team will wipe if you fail the success conditions during each encounter. So does that mean, I'm just thinking about this more now, do you have to complete every single challenge, and then if you wipe on the last one, you have to start over again, or does that reset you to the last challenge?
I would hope it's encounter.
Yeah, I would hope it's an encounter also, because you would infuriate a lot of people if you did a a flawless wipe.
I guess it doesn't mean wipe to orbit. For some reason, I was assuming wipe to orbit, so now it's just a wipe of the encounter.
Okay. That's like the challenge challenge mode.
Yeah, that's the challenge plus mode.
Challenge Plus, I like that. That's a good way to put it.
They're going to have a raid belt again, but they wanted to make it different to respect the Guardians that were the very first OG clears for Vault of Glass. So this one, I guess it looks different. It's silver, right? They're normally gold. I don't know what else is different about this. I'm looking.
They said they're going to pay like homage to the original Vault of Glass raid team. Their name is going to be recognized on the belt.
Gotcha, yeah.
See, I did read part of the TWAB finally. I don't always read the TWAB, but when I do, it's about raid belts.
They finally answered the question, too, though, a lot of people are wondering about, is how are we going to get to the raid? You know, because Vault of Glass had the opening encounter on the public space of Venus where we, you know, protect the confluxes and build the tower to open the gate. Well, they posted at the top of the TWAB a picture of that area, and they confirm that basically, yes, we're flying into that area. I mean, it's going to be looking like Venus right there. But they said, just because you're there doesn't mean you're going to be able to explore Venus, as tempting as it is, in parentheses. So it's interesting how they're kind of bringing us back one area of Venus. I wonder how, if it's going to be like just a really, really small area, and that has like those, you know, those kind of like barriers
out
that
of
you see.
Bound zones, maybe.
Yeah, out of bound zones. But I almost wonder if they're also going to put up those barriers like you see, like, you know, like in Vault and Glass, like the door barriers that are kind of like translucent, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ever play like Assassin's Creed? They also have like those big barriers, like when you're running around the map and you get to like the edge of something. It's like kind of like you can see there's like a wall there, but it's kind of weird until you get like
right
close to it, or like Truman Show or something. You know, I'm just thinking of all these things. What do you think, Muffin? Are you gonna try to do a day one at all or anything like that?
I hope so, but I'm afraid I'll be more of a detriment because I don't know Vault of Glass inside and out, because that was before my time. I mean, mm-hmm. I still did it enough, but
you could always go back now and start getting to the point where you can play it.
But then how am I gonna get my Gilded Dredgen if I do that?
Not enough time for everything.
I can get the gambit done for you. Don't you worry.
Plus, Sin was even telling us we need to help him with a master presage so he can get his.
Yeah, I need that emblem.
Things we need to do.
Oh, gosh.
I need it. I need it in my life.
You should have done it on the 12 man day.
Well, I didn't. So just go ahead and beat me up now.
I think he was being beat up by work that day, probably.
Yeah.
It's a good possibility.
Well, no, but I think it'd be cool for anyone who does want to. We, you know, a lot of people trying day one raid experiences. Always for me, I'm definitely excited to hop in day one. And I think for this raid, I would be excited to just get the normal clear and then maybe futz around a little bit with the challenges. But I would even just be happy if day one getting a normal clear.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm trying for worlds first. I'm nowhere near that level.
I mean, it's not like we can't go in and explore. I mean, we've already seen how our day ones have gone so far. They were fun. It was definitely interesting. But I don't know. Unless you have the time to spare 6 to 12 hours to be able to just do that, it's kind of a bummer to waste. And I wouldn't say waste, because it is a cool experience to put that kind of time in and to not see any progress out of it, especially if you're going for a clear or like the world's first, not just a clear. But I think going in for the fun aspect of it, doing the clear should be the easy part, maybe in exploring the triumphs mm-hmm. for an hour or two and kind of seeing how they play out.
Well, we'll see what comes as we get closer, but nonetheless, the new season's coming up soon. Another raid's coming up soon. This is exciting times.
It's the best of times. It's the worst of times.
All right. We don't have to go over, like, there's a lot of weapons things. You know, sometimes we'll just on this podcast pick and choose certain things, especially if the 12 is a little bit longer. And I know a lot of people already talked about it, but I don't know if there's anything, if there is interesting to you, Muffin, you can bring it up too, or you send. One thing I for sure wanted to mention was linear fusion rifles are getting a buff. I always want to use them more. Yeah. What are you excited for? Just
sleeper.
Yep.
It's going to make a comeback is what you're saying.
For me, it never died, but yeah, I'm excited for it to make a comeback. Not so much in Gambit, because people were using it like crazy at first, but I'm excited.
They're adding increased precision damage by 15%. That's no small number there. And increasing reserve ammo by 20%. So especially if you have the sleeper catalyst, the masterwork, yeah, it could be a good weapon.
It's a good thing we do. At least I hope we do.
And then because Line of the Sand is still, you know, sunset, but...
Threaded needle.
Do you have a Vorpal on that or a good roll on that at all?
Mm-mm.
Supposedly, if you can get a Vorpal roll on Threaded Needle, that's another one that could become pretty good. And of course, anything they may introduce in the new season, I'm sure it's likely they'll have something, you know, usually when they buff certain weapons, it's like, oh yeah, and here's, like this season, you know, the SMG, of course, came out and became pretty good with that, which, by the way, now I'm sounding scatterbrained with this, but the SMG, you know, Frenzy was definitely the role we wanted this time around, but what's the perk now that they're making better?
Subsistence?
Yeah, I always, is it substance or subsistence?
Subsistence.
It's, I don't care. Okay, I'm looking at this here. Yeah, I might have had one of those roles, and I don't know. Hopefully I didn't get rid of them. I need to grind for that again. Because that is going to be buffed. Made better. And then a bunch of other stuff. Blah, 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 blah. Mm. 120 hand cannons. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're like hand cannons, schman cannons.
I finally got a good roll on palindrome, though.
Oh, nice.
And I've been using it. I don't know. But like good. I'm supposed to remember those. It was good enough for me. I don't always go with the meta. I just kind of play around with it and see, you know, if I like it or not. But I've been using it for Grandmasters and a little bit of Gambit. So that's like the only hand cannon that has stayed with me since I've gotten it this season.
Oh, I love my palindrome. Did you ever run it in D1 at all?
Not that I can remember, but I don't remember all those guns. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, no, it's all good. For some reason, it became a main for in D1 for a lot of experiences, and I got that really good roll when the Crucible Quartermaster was selling it 1 week. Mm-hmm. And so I'm excited to have it back. Yeah, Helios writes in the chat, subsistence is now more substantive. Can't even say it. Alliteration. Okay.
Okay, words are hard. I have to move on
from that. All right.
Words.
Weekly known issues. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, no. The cowbell multiplayer emote sound effects fade in and out during use.
Tragic.
Stompy's exotic hunter legs create gap at waist when used with contender vest on feminine model. All right.
Just go more cowbell instead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, cool. That's pretty much is the news thing there. Yeah, so we have a lot to look forward to coming up. All right.
Have they announced what weapons they're that are coming back with Vault of Glass or not yet?
They haven't, I don't think. A lot of people just kind of are saying it's got to be this, got to be that. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure most people are going to be right about 80% of it, but I would love for them to surprise us. And
I hope so.
This is another good question. I know that Guardian Now was even talking about this recently. What type of exotic raid quests do you prefer, Muffin? You know, there's different kinds. You can have the ones like Garden where it's a whole quest and it's a guarantee at the end, or there's the RNG, or well, I guess those are the two main ways, but what would you like to see with Vault of Glass, if anything?
I think I'm the wrong person to ask because like 1K voices, I didn't get it until like into my 50s. And then, of course, Eyes of Tomorrow. So I prefer raid quests just because RNG is not on my side.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, there's a lot to be said about the actual quest, too. It's fulfilling. You run the steps, mm-hmm. and usually the steps aren't super easy, so you have to actually work at it.
Yeah, you feel it. Like you earn it instead of just people coming in on the first raid like, oh, I got my Eyes of Tomorrow. See you next raid.
That was only my 1KV. After that, you know, I had one on the second run. Took a couple runs for the SMG out of whatever the heck it was called, Crown.
I mean, I did get my Eyes of Tomorrow my second run, but I'm not usually that lucky. I usually have to run the raids lots of times. Oh, I get it. I think it's okay to have a mix. I would love to see an exotic quest with Vault of Glass, because I think of like the No Time to Explain quest in Vault of Glass, where you would go on the raid and get the little ghost collectibles with Praedith or whatever. I don't know if I'm saying that correct. And then you have that extra little quest at the end where you go through the portal, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I thought that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So please do another actual quest. You can do random RNG drops another raid or two from now, but have a quest in this one.
Yeah, the quests are good if you want something that'd be fully directed. I mean, if you have the RNG based, it gives you that opportunity to go back and play it over and over again if you don't get it. The quest is the one and done way.
That is true. Sometimes I like maliciously think like I want people to have bad RNG in the raids because then they'll want to raid more. Mm-hmm. Gator. Got your eyes up tomorrow. Let's see you back in there some more to help other people get it. Mm-hmm. Not just all about
you. No, I always tease him and he's like, oh man, I'm more PvP right now. Like, come on. We need more people.
I'm in PvP right now. Don't hate.
I know. There are seasons. It can change.
Yeah. There's a time and season for everything, but it'd be nice to see you all in the raids more to help other people out.
I don't mind raiding and helping. You know that. It's just a matter of having the time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, man. Speaking of which, we need to raid, and I need the ship.
The ship.
Yeah, my emblem that I need. I need to have that emblem. The presage. Presage.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
The ship.
Oh, the ship mission. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. The presage mission. Gotcha. All right. anything else about Destiny right now you want to talk about, Muffin? As we start wrapping up.
Not that I can think of. I had something and I lost it.
Well, if you remember, let us know. We're not quite getting there yet, but I know, right? It's sometimes we get scatterbrained here, but we like having a chill format with just talking about whatever, right? Mm-hmm.
Quick question, because I don't know and I haven't finished it yet. Is there, after the contender cards for the catalyst, do I have to do anything else? Is this like multi-stepped?
Yes.
Oh, that's going to be a pain in the rear end. And I got to do this by... Bad.
Well, is it strike day?
How many times have I told you to go to Braytech? You can always see the steps of a quest.
Yeah, I know. And I have to finish this tonight, or do I have to finish it?
We have another week.
Okay, so Guardian Games is still another week too. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, I'm glad you brought this up, Sin. That's one other thing I definitely want to talk about.
What? That tomorrow is May the 4th? So may the 4th be with you? Yes, Helios, I did see that.
I mean, yes, I know Helios wrote that in the chat, but not quite what I was saying.
But go ahead. I digress.
Yes, Guardian Games. Yes, May the 4th is tomorrow, and that is always nice, too. Mm-hmm. Guardian Games. So we have... Actually, I should have been in the tower already. How many? I think we have 9 Hunter wins. I'm going to load into the tower right now.
I believe it is 9.
Yeah.
Because 2 more will seal it.
Yes. Yes, you need to have at least 11 to win, right?
Not necessarily. If Warlocks take the rest of them, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess because if you did a 3-way split, that would be like 6.66. So like, yeah, someone has like 7 and the other people have like 6 or something. But because of how it's going, Hunters have already taken, I think, 9 of the days. And if they get 2 more, you're right. And it's probably going to happen because the Warlocks would have to pretty much win most of all the rest of the days left, which would be very hard to do.
Are Hunters still winning for today?
I'm flying.
Yes.
In just a second.
Yes. Hunters were ahead. Titans in a close second. And then.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They were way down when I was on earlier.
Yeah. I mean, I'm doing my part right now. I'm doing my part.
But do you think Titans will get even one win, Sin?
They did get one win, I thought. They didn't?
Yet. Nope. Four Warlock wins and 5, 6, 7. Yeah, 9 Hunter wins.
Dang.
That's chances are that if Hunters clutch it and then they'll jump on the Titan bandwagon for one day to get him one win, right? Or will it still go on after the win?
Well, it goes for 20 days. So that's why I'm also a little bit confused, because this closing ceremony starts on the weekend and goes through the end of the season, which is through Tuesday morning, you know? So we're not even going to find out. I mean, yeah, we'll know if the math shows us there's no way another person could win, but technically the event doesn't end until the end of the season. And that brings up another question. Why are they doing these weekend ceremonies? That's just confused people a lot. A lot of people are like, wait, why does it say Hunters won when I see on that day the Warlock won? Well, because it's not about the day. It's about if you do the week, but it's not even resets from Tuesday to Tuesday. It's just from Tuesday to Friday, and then the weekend goes, and then the next week it was Monday to Friday, I guess. Maybe it was Tuesday to Friday again. I don't know. The weekend thing is kind of strange to me.
It was really confusing because a whole bunch of us hit orbit at the same time, and it was just collective confusion. There was nobody that knew the answer.
Right? Like, I think what I remember was going on. Being in that group, too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we have Hunter, 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 Warlock, 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 Hunter, Warlock, Hunter. And it looks like Hunter will win again. Although Titans are in second, so they could win.
I mean, I kind of almost want to just, I almost want to throw it so Hunters don't win.
That's just mean.
I think I might Warlock for the next however many days.
But you can't.
All right, with your limited playing time.
It won't matter. It won't matter.
But I don't think you can do anything as a Titan to help us Warlocks win it. Basically,
switch to my Warlock.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So I was thinking, because there's two ways the Warlocks could win this, is if they come out in force is the one way, but that's probably harder to do. And the second way is if the Warlocks come in third place, then they'll get another 10% buff for like a day or two, and then they just win the rest of the days. That's like their only hope.
Well, what happens in a tie? Because if Hunters would win, if they would get the buff, then 10 and 10.
I don't know. This is kind of absurd.
It is so absurd. But it's like so serious at the same time.
Season. get Eva out of here. She's Savathun, right? We don't care about her.
Put her back on the farm.
Eva, you're drunk. Go home.
I'm not even drunk. I had a Truly. It was magical.
Truly yours?
Mm-hmm.
Was it good? What flavor?
The peach tea flavored. Mm. It was good. Out of the tea and lemonade multi-pack.
So a spiked peach tea, huh?
Yeah, basically.
Basically. Not too spiked.
Not too spiked. It was just right.
Carbonated, right?
Oh, yeah.
Obviously. Yeah.
Hard seltzer.
Hand-pressed.
Hand
seltzer.
Hard-pressed hand seltzer.
I can't read, apparently, the side of the can.
You're more drunk than you think.
Apparently. And I'm even drinking water, too. How does this work?
You're drunk with happiness that you're not going to be working where you're working anymore, right?
Yes. I told the wife, I was like, I'm totally going to take one day, and I'm just going to sleep all freaking day.
Yeah.
I need some R&R.
Not having that drive is going to be so awesome.
I know. I mean, yes and no. Though. I want to be. I won't be listening to any more podcasts.
That'll be the downfall. Yeah. Since we've been home, I haven't been able to listen to audiobooks, and that's something that I like to do while I do my old lady habit and quilt. So I haven't been reading. I haven't been listening to anything.
It's all good.
Yeah, we got it. We got to have time for those 4-hour Guardian Down podcasts.
I don't know. Unless Truth Lives and Sweaty Spooks have long podcasts too.
Guardian Ghosts, shout out to them too. Great podcasts. Yep. And you know, we just like to plug it up with an hour, hour and a half on average, just to so you can get a palate cleanser, right?
I like to call it that.
Yep. You too can follow along with Sin and drink Trulies while you're listening to our podcast.
Is this sponsored?
Yes.
Sponsored by Truly.
Well, speaking of food and drinks, we always have a bonus question for our guests, Muffin. And we can give you a couple, but the main bonus question we have is, what's your favorite dessert? Or you can take that any way you want if you have a couple different things.
Oh, gosh. I really like the lemon nothing bundt cake.
What?
It is so good. It's a
bundt cake, obviously.
Dessert store, but they just have bundt cakes, and they have different sizes. They have mini ones, but the lemon one is so good. So if you have one by you, you should find one.
So the word nothing didn't really mean anything. I just wasn't sure what you meant by that.
No, they just have nothing bundt cakes.
Stents here. Jeez. All right.
I also like the Costco cake with the, you know, the extra pudding or filling on the inside. Mm-hmm. That one's a good one. But I'm not really a dessert person. I would rather have chips and salsa all day long.
Yeah. Mm, all right. What kind of chips or salsa do you like to roll with?
I actually make my own salsa.
Whoa. Look at that.
Salty and fresh.
Salty. A lot of lemon. A lot of cilantro, which I know people go either way.
Hit or miss. Yep.
Yep. Oh my gosh, but I love it.
Some people say it tastes like dish soap.
I just can't imagine. They must be having like bad cilantro or something, because I have gotten bad cilantro and it does not taste great.
Yeah, I kind of get it. I think you're right. I think in just a rare circumstance, I can kind of see where they're coming from, but there must be more to it than just bad cilantro too. It must just be something.
Yeah,
taste buds.
It's true. I mean, science, whatever.
Science. Oh, that sounds good though. I've been kind of on a chip kick lately. There's these tortilla chips, Juanita brand or something. They're made in Washington, and they're like pretty fresh for like a bagged, mass produced type. And really good. And then I've just been rolling with the Tostitos, you know, canned, which I kind of like that really vinegary flavor. But, you know, making it yourself has always got to be better.
Well, it's good. And then you get more of it.
Yeah.
Probably a heck of a lot cheaper, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm. And you say you quilt? Boy, you do all sorts of cool things.
I do quilt. I haven't been doing as much this year. It just hasn't filled my tank as much, but I've made a couple whole blankets.
Maybe we'll have to commission you to make a Guardian Hub quilt for us.
Oh my, that would be fun. As long as it's
the best hub on the net.
Yeah. Big in the center.
Yep.
There are people who like make custom fabric. We could totally get it done.
Yeah.
Sold.
They even have quilty discords. So people have poked fun of like looking for group, must have your own needles and blah, blah, blah.
must know what to do.
Yeah. Must have Gallerhorn.
Awesome.
Quilter horn.
I just can't imagine like so many old ladies trying to work the computer. Just the thought of that makes me laugh in itself. because everything's been digital this year and they can't figure out how to turn on the video. Not that I can either. But it's been laughable for sure.
Well, I imagine some people have had some crash courses and learning some things here and there.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's a good thing. Listening to this, guys. All right. Well, we learned about your chips and dessert and everything about Destiny. So, man, it's been a pleasure having you on the show this evening. I really appreciate you coming on to, you know, a lot of people in the community know you, but for those who don't, Muffin is awesome to raid with.
Must have cross-stitch XP.
Oh my gosh. Well, thanks for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, for sure. See, it wasn't too bad. We had you on a podcast, and now you can be more prepared for other podcasts down the road.
Yeah, hopefully less scatterbrain, but...
Yeah,
gotta have a shirt now that says "I survived the podcast."
Mm-hmm. I survived the best hub on the net.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Exactly. That could go so many ways.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Well, do you have? I mean, we always ask people like where you can find you. I mean, I don't know if you do anything with Twitch or anything like that, but at least you know let everyone know your gamertag again. So, or you know, Discord. So if they see you, they can say hi. Where can people find you? In other words, is what I'm asking.
Yeah, I am on Twitch under X Ninja Muffin. I am not on there a whole lot. But yeah, that's where you can find me.
You should Twitch more.
I should. It's just doing it, which is a silly reason not to do it. But
here's
just remembering.
There's lots of times where people can't play, but other people can, and you don't have to do the whole streamer thing with the face cam. I don't do that myself, but just even streaming a raid, you'd be surprised how many people might appreciate it that can't play at the time, but it can actually watch it. That's what I tell everyone anyways. I always appreciate when people stream, even just doing chill things, not some quote stream schedule. You know, they're just streaming a raid or something.
Yeah, I'm afraid I'd be doing Grandmaster and it would still say Raid Night or something.
Well,
first world problems.
Yeah,
I don't think people would mind.
No one will care. You can change it on the app or on your computer, or don't worry about it. One or the other.
I do like on the PlayStation 5 that the comments and everything come up, because on PlayStation 4, I feel like you had to have your phone up, you had to have the computer up, so it is a little bit easier.
Yeah, for sure. Well, excellent. We got that information, so awesome. Sin, where can people get a hold of you?
They can find me on Twitter at @Sin_media or in the Discord next to Des Raven, DES_Raven.
Right next to him?
Right next to him.
Yep.
In fact, when he shows online, I am literally right next to him on the right side.
True.
Kingsley Macklemore. For good old times, it was only 99 cents. Take us out.
Yes, you can find me as Kingsley Mac on all the places. I do stream occasionally on Twitch, mostly while I'm raiding. But on Twitter, you can find me as MC Kingsley. Now, you can find our show also on Twitter as The Guardian Hub. And you can also find us on our lovely website. Our website is theguardianhub.com.
The best hub on the net.
Whoa, you just got to like 2,000% volume, Sin.
Yeah, I got all up on that, Mike. Don't you worry.
Well, thanks everyone.
Should probably pause that. Gator's probably going to clip it as payback. I see it coming.
Well, now that you said that. But yeah, thanks everyone for tuning in this week. We really appreciate it. And we will catch you again next week. Have a good one.
Bye.